Coming up this weekend, Stratton's going to be the place to be for the Stratton Day Safari Spectacular. Tara Hedrick is on the phone with us talking about what's going to be a good weekend, a great weekend, Tara. Part of the committee to get this thing going. You've got some great stuff Friday, Saturday, and again Sunday, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yep, several activities.
Let's kick it off on Friday. First, you've got a few activities to kind of kick off the weekend, don't you?
Yes. We have the pie contest going on Friday. 5 p.m. is the due time for the pies to be judged. And then we also have our local high school. It is their homecoming, so they will have their football game and crowning of the royalty that night.
Yep, Dundee County Stratton Arapahoe. I know that's our Hawk game of the week over there, coming up at 7 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff for that one over there. So that pie contest, Tara, I'm sure you've got a lot of great pie makers around the area, don't you?
We do, I believe, yes. Yeah, our judges are pretty excited, so... Yeah, should be good.
Yeah, whoever gets a chance to judge that, lucky person, very, very lucky.
Yes. Those will also be served. The pies will be served during the bingo the next day, too. So people will get a chance to taste those pies.
Awesome. That is going to be terrific. Now, do you know the defending champion for this? Or do you think that person is going to be back to maybe try to win it again?
I'm not sure. I hope so.
That would be pretty cool. That would be cool, you bet. That takes care of Friday's activities, just a few, but Saturday, Tara, is a full day from sunup to sundown, isn't it?
Yep, we start early, just before 8 o'clock for the fun run at the park. There's also a pickleball tournament, and then we'll have our local vendors set up down there.
So, Tara, are you signed up to run the 5K on Saturday?
I am, yes. Yep. Me and a couple of my kids will be there, yes.
Good for you. Sometimes when I do these interviews of town celebrations, I ask, so you signed up for the 5K, and it's absolutely not. But good for you. You're a runner, and you're going to be right in the thick of things, aren't you?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Now, Pittner Park's going to be hopping on all day on Saturday, isn't it?
Correct, yes. We have lots of events planned down there.
Let's go ahead with the rest of Saturday's schedule. Get a cars and coffee free car show at the fire hall.
Right, yes. And they will also have breakfast burritos and coffee available for sale as well. Should be great.
So I take it if you got a classic car, bring it on by and showcase it that time?
Correct, yep. And again, free registration for that. So yeah, it's just kind of a show up and have some conversations about your cars.
The local vendor show at Pittner Park starts at around 9 o'clock. Have you got a pretty good list of vendors making the way to your place on Saturday?
We do. I got about a dozen people that it should be showing up.
That's terrific. So those businesses are going to be there to talk about their stuff and, you know, I'm sure purchase some of their items too. Maybe some early Christmas gifts. You never know.
Yes.
Also, the kids, you get the kids some stuff to do in kids' games and train and Ferris wheel rides. Going to start about in the morning, about 9:30?
Correct, yep. They'll have games kind of a carnival style and earn tickets, and they'll have prizes available for purchase with those tickets. Everything is free, provided by the Stratton Chamber of Commerce, and have some face painting and, yeah, lots of new games.
Now, the 10 o'clock... slot right there, Tara. Stories from the Stones. That sounds really interesting. Some good history there.
Yes, yep. And that is a new event this year. We'll have our at the Stratton native, Stephen Hardy. He'll be leading that. And yeah, he's done lots of research. I've just kind of got a small bit of his stories from him. And it sounds like it's going to be a very interesting. Don't want to miss that one.
And where is that? That's going to be taking place at the cemetery. Is that right?
That's correct, at the cemetery just north of Stratton.
Okay, very interesting there. The Dan Boone Memorial Mud Bog is going to start right before lunchtime.
Yep, they're back for their 19th year. And yeah, the pits are ready to go, nice and muddy, and we'll hope that we get some trucks that make it through there.
Yeah, you've had your fair share of rain like we have, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Yeah, not quite as bad, but yes, yep.
Also, speaking of lunch, I mentioned that a little bit earlier. We've got a free will donation lunch at the park as well. Stratton Ambulance providing that.
That is correct. And, hot dogs, baked beans, chips, desserts, and they're looking at raising some funds to go towards some building updates that they need.
I'm sure bingo at 1 o'clock at the Grandview Event Center is always a big hit, isn't it?
It is, yes, and they have some great prizes every year. It's always interesting to see what they've got for their prizes, and again, the pies will be served there as well, so you're wanting to get in on that, those pies. They will be served up there.
You bet. Good pie and some great games of bingo as well. Your parade's at 4:30 there on Bailey Street, asking folks to probably start registration about an hour earlier. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep. On north end of Bailey Street, we'll have the registration forms there if you haven't already pre-filled them out, and get you lined up and in line.
So your theme is Safari Spectacular. It'd be interesting how many floats and things in the parade have a safari theme to it.
Yes, hopefully, yeah, we get a good turnout. I've seen some of the floats being worked on. So, yeah, should be a good one. Interesting to see what they have.
Then around 5 o'clock, Johnny Whiskers Outdoors Kids Bow Shooting Competition. He talked to us on our Open Line program just the other day, and that sounds like a lot of fun for the kids to get involved in.
Definitely, yep. And that's another new event this year. So, yeah, again, free registration on that. So, yeah, should be good.
Then around 6 o'clock, Tara, a free barbecue on South Bailey Street. This is going to be a great event to attend, isn't it?
It is. It is a delicious meal every year provided by the Strand Recreation Club.
Root beer floats, cow patty bingo, which is always, I guess, entertaining to watch. And then you're having kind of a raffle for, you got Nebraska volleyball, some football tickets, things like that involved in that.
Correct. Again, that's the Stratton Recreation Club looking to raise funds to help provide that free barbecue.
Then at 7:30, you got a talent show at the Methodist Church.
Yes, we do. Yeah. So hopefully we have some local talent show up so we can have some good entertainment.
You can sing, you can dance, you can play an instrument. You want to see them on stage there, don't you?
That's right. Yep. Family-friendly acts is all we ask for, yes.
Then we move on to there. We got a street dance on South Bailey Street starting about 8:30 until midnight.
Correct. Yes. We will have a DJ there and, yeah, and we'll have tables still set up so everyone can sit around and enjoy the rest of the night.
Just kind of a way to maybe wind down a little bit from a busy day, isn't it?
Right. Correct.
And then last but not least, on Sunday, you've got the community church service at Pittner Park. Lawn chairs, got to have a potluck. And that, I take it, that's everybody's invited for that, isn't it?
Correct, yes. Everyone welcome.
Tara, you do have more information. You got a website and you got a Facebook page as well, don't you?
We do, yes. You can get all the details, different flyers on Stratton, Nebraska Facebook page or strattonnebraska.com on our website.
And I'm sure like all the other, it's town celebrations. We talked to a lot of folks over the summertime. That's what town's doing. It's great to see that you got a lot of backing, a lot of great sponsors to really help you out with this.
We do, yes. Everybody comes out and helps put it together and make it a great day.